Government says a few unscrupulous citizens are to be blamed for the continuous activities of foreigners in illegal mining in the country. Speaking on Behind the News last night, the Minister of Lands, Forestry and Natural Resources, Alhaji Nusuf Hussaini, blamed selfish individuals for collaborating with the foreigners. He said without the involvement of the citizens, it will be practically impossible for these foreigners to operate.
The government of this republic has means no words in saying that foreigners and illegal small-scale mining cannot be tolerated. The law prohibits any foreign national from engaging in small-scale mining. So even if a Ghanaian has a license to engage in small-scale mining in the Ghanaian facility, encourages or promotes involvement of a non-Ghanaian in the small-scale mining business in this country, that Ghanaian and the foreigner will be flouting the laws of the country.
Right, Alhaji, it's a worrying development, but the irony is that you rather see the Ghanaians fronting for the foreigners. Surely the Ghanaian is entitled to a concession. They go, what we hear is that they later lease the concession to the Chinese and other nationals. So how are you going to solve this problem?
That is the irony of the situation, that Ghana doesn't see itself as obliged under any law, international or local, to provide employment to foreign nationals. Ghana, because of the mandate given by the people of this country to the government has duty and responsibility to provide employment for the people, for citizens of this country. Government sees small-scale mining as a tremendous avenue for providing employment for the people of this country. That was why government took the decision as far back as 1989 to legalize small-scale mining. But what do you see? You see a network of conspiracy involving some unscrupulous Ghanaians, chiefs and landlords getting together to make their land available or licenses available to foreign nationals to engage in small-scale mining.
That was the Minister of Lands, Forestry and Natural Resources, Alhaji Nusuf Hussaini.